USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States and Germany are working to advance a shared agenda. The president saying both nations will stand up for democratic principles and universal rights when other countries undermine free and open societies. The president was also asked about sending COVID vaccines to Cuba.
I'd be prepared to give significant amounts of vaccine if, in fact, I was assured an international organization would administer those vaccines and do it in a way that average citizens would have access to those vaccines.
The Pentagon says a group of Colombians arrested in connection with last week's assassination of the Haitian president received training from the U.S. military. Spokesman Ken Hoffman saying the individuals were part of a training and education program while serving in the Colombian military forces. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today. The president saying Congress should extend this benefit beyond this year, calling lawmakers to tax the wealthy and corporations in order to fund it. Brian Brenberg is an associate professor at King's College. He believes all this is doing is expanding entitlements.
He expects this to go on forever, which means it's going to be the second biggest increase in the entitlement state we've ever seen. The 10-year cost of it, if that happens, is more than $1.5 trillion.
Nike wants disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti to pay for trying to extort them. The Oregon-based company is seeking just over $856,000 from the lawyer, who was given 2.5 years in prison for his actions in the scheme. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if they didn't pay him millions. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Homeland Security Secretary is issuing a strong warning to Cubans and Haitians, don't come to the United States. Cuban-born Alejandro Mayorkas is saying the time is never right to attempt migration by sea, and the risk is not worth taking. This as the United States is welcoming people from Central and South America with open arms. Mayorkas explaining his thought process on CNN.
It's a very important humanitarian message. It is a long-standing message from the United States. And the reality of it is that when people take to the sea, they put their lives in tremendous peril. Just in the last few weeks, we have seen approximately 20 people lose their lives by taking to the sea. It is extraordinarily dangerous. It is not worth the risk. And consistent with long-standing practice, people will be returned. One cannot take to the sea and come to the United States. It won't work, and it is extraordinarily dangerous.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says he hasn't decided if he'll stay on the bench. Some Democrats are calling for him to step down so President Biden can name a younger liberal to the court while Democrats hold a majority in the Senate. The 82-year-old justice said it would depend on his health and on the court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.